This message comes from NPR sponsor REI Co-op. REI has gear, clothing, classes, and advice for camping and glamping, biking and hiking, axing and snacksing. Visit your local REI Co-op or REI.com for the million and one ways to opt outside.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. A senior U.S. official says Israel has fired missiles into Iran days after Tehran attacked Israel with more than 300 missiles and drones. It's unclear what damage may have occurred. As NPR's Peter Kenyon reports, Israel's hardline national security minister says his country's response to Iran's attack was weak.
National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir posted on the X social media platform that Israel had only offered a limited response to Sunday's barrage launched by Iran at Israel, using an Israeli slang term for weak. Iranian media and others are reporting that Iran activated its missile defense system near the central city of Isfahan. There has been an ongoing debate inside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's war cabinet over the proper Israeli response to Iran's unprecedented attack on Israeli soil. Hawkish politicians are pressing for a bigger response, while others worry about sparking a wider regional conflict. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.
The House is expected to vote over the weekend on separate bills to provide U.S. aid to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. The bills, unveiled this week by House Speaker Mike Johnson and his fellow Republican leaders, include more than $26 billion for Israel and nearly $61 billion for Ukraine. The Prime Minister of Ukraine, Denis Shmyhal, is urging Congress to approve the funding as his country continues to fight off Russia's invasion. NPR's Michael Levitt has more.
Back in January, the Pentagon reported that nearly 40,000 weapons sent to Ukraine were unaccounted for, with Congress considering billions more in aid. Weapons tracking is among the list of concerns being raised by GOP lawmakers who opposed the package. However, in an interview with NPR's All Things Considered, the Prime Minister said the concern hasn't been raised by U.S. administration officials.
We have regular communication with inspector generals, and they never communicate about any problems with accountability and transparency of using United States equipment or weaponry.
He added that aid to Ukraine is not charity, but an investment in, quote, protecting global security. Michael Levitt, NPR News.
Some conservative Republicans in the House are threatening to seek Johnson's ouster over the foreign aid bills. They don't support sending more money to Ukraine. They also want security at the U.S. southern border addressed more aggressively. In New York, 12 jurors and one alternate have been seated for Donald Trump's hush money trial. The court is still questioning people to round out the remaining alternates. Two jurors who were seated this week were dismissed from the case yesterday. One was let go after prosecutors questioned whether he'd been honest in answering a questionnaire. Trump is the first former U.S. president to be tried on criminal charges. He's pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts. This is NPR News from Washington. Tomorrow marks 25 years since the deadly shooting at Columbine High School in Colorado. 12 students and a teacher at the school in suburban Denver were killed. More than 20 others were injured. The shooting was carried out by two seniors at the school who ended the attack by taking their own lives. At the time, it was the deadliest school shooting on record in the U.S. Survivors of the attack and relatives of those killed will be among those gathering on the steps of the state capitol tonight for a vigil. A helicopter crash in Kenya has killed 10 people, including that country's top military official. Two people aboard survived. As Michael Koloki reports, the cause of the crash is not yet known.
General Francis Ogola died after the military helicopter he was traveling in crashed shortly after it took off from a school field in the northwest of the country. Ogola had been visiting troops deployed in the region who were there dealing with recurring incidents of insecurity. In an address to the nation following Ogola's death, Kenya's President William Ruto described the general as a gallant officer who had died in the line of duty. Ruto added that the country will observe a three-day period of mourning beginning today. Ogola had served in Kenya's defense forces for almost four decades, having begun his service in the country's air force where he trained as a fighter pilot. For NPR News, I'm Michael Kaloki in Nairobi.
Stocks on Wall Street closed mostly lower yesterday. The S&P 500 dropped 11 points. The Nasdaq lost 81, or more than a half percent. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.